Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. As we get ready for a change in the White House, Britain's Foreign Secretary David Miliband has called for a review of the war on terror. In today's Guardian newspaper, he calls the current strategy misleading and mistaken. Today, Minister Miliband explained his views in Mumbai, India, where almost 180 people were killed in terror attacks last year. For more, we're joined by Naomi Grimley, BBC, a BBC political affairs correspondent in London. Welcome and good afternoon, Naomi.
Good afternoon.
What are the secretary's concerns?
Well, he's not actually picking mistakes in actual strategy so much as the wording. What he doesn't like is the phrase, the war on terror. And he says that although, to begin with, this had some merit because it made people rally and realise the urgency of having to tackle extremism, he says, nevertheless, the actual phrase is misleading and mistaken. And he says that's because it gave the impression that all different aspects of radicalism or extremism across the world were somehow unified, that they were some kind of transnational enemy. And he's saying that really they're much more disparate than that. So extremists in maybe Afghanistan aren't the same as extremists in Iraq or extremists in the Middle East. So he's really putting a plea in for more subtle wording so that it doesn't give the impression to people across the world that they've got to choose between one side or the other, that it's a kind of black and white conventional war.
The timing of this is very interesting. Does it have to do with a new American president taking office next week or perhaps with what's going on in Gaza right now?
Yes, it does. It has a lot to do with what is going to happen next Tuesday, of course, Inauguration Day. The reason is that there were always real problems that the British officials had with the whole phrase, the war on terror. In fact, they really stopped using it back in 2006. You don't have on the record any politicians really from that point onwards talking about the war on terror. But it's only now that they've felt that they can actually come out and say that they have problems with that phrase. And, of course, the reason is because it's much easier now to criticize the Bush administration
right,
without having to, keep up the appearances of the special relationship. So, of course, it's easier now to say that they've done things wrong in the past and that they need to change direction because the new administration is about to come in.
Right. There's no consequence to criticizing the Bush administration when they just have several days left. What about the issue of the British government being concerned about the reaction of Muslims in the UK to what's happening in Gaza?
I think this whole thing about language, it definitely comes back to the domestic situation in Britain. There's been a big problem that we've had here with radicalization in some Asian communities. You may have seen in the news headlines big court cases where actually British-born young men have ended up being involved in radical plots. And, of course, we had the worst case here was when we had those tube bombings back in 2006. So the British government really wants to make sure that it's not doing anything more to radicalize these young men, to alienate them. That's why there's the change in language. For example, let me give you another example. They don't like talking about Muslim extremism anymore. They talk about Al-Qaeda-inspired extremism. And that's another reason why they want to make sure that
right,
they don't alienate people.
Naomi Grimley, we're
going
to have to leave it there.
Radical.
Thank you so much. Naomi Grimley is the BBC political affairs correspondent.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.